President at the South County Chambers, and basically about 11 months as a recurring guest on our show, and we so appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're 2 days into this. Is it feeling surreal? Are you feeling optimism? What are you feeling?
Yeah, it's feeling good. I'm excited to, you know, roll up my sleeves and really be able to focus on certain things. But I'm also excited to stay connected with the chamber. I'm so rooted and grounded in our county, especially South County. I've been here for, you know, going on 30 years. So I feel like, you know, this is my home, the community, these are my people. And I've always had a desire to serve the community, and that's what I've always done. So I'm just doing a different capacity now. I'm going to do some consulting work and, do some land use development, entitlement consulting. I'm going to do some nonprofit consulting, business consulting, you know, the things that I've already been doing in a lot of my different roles that I've had.
Yeah.
But this will just be in a little bit more of a controlled manner. Hopefully that's the goal.
Well, it sounds like a big adventure too. How did you come up with this idea, or what was your inspiration besides the initial of your children?
Yeah, I've always, you know, going back to my work at the county and at the state, I've always loved, like, sounds crazy, but I've always loved the land use process, and I've always really loved water. It sounds crazy, but that is, you know, a big part of the land use process.
I love water.
Yeah,
I love water too. Just.
Just drinking water. I need to drink more water. But anyways, that's always been something that has been really important to me, and development in general. I don't know if either of you had a chance to go to the economic forecast this year, but really every year it's all about we need more housing.
Right.
It's a real struggle, and it's a struggle for our businesses. We're seeing it in the labor shortage right now. You know, development is slow in California, and there's a lot of barriers. So anyways, that's one thing that I've been interested in for years and been doing work in for years. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, ever since I've, even before I was at the Chamber, but particularly at the Chamber, particularly during COVID, just our small business owners are so near and dear to my heart, and also, you know, the backbone of our community. Mm-hmm. You know, really, South County is made up of a lot of small business owners. So that is something that will, you know, definitely be a part of my portfolio.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the nonprofit world. We have so many nonprofits in Slope County. People don't realize we have an unusual amount of nonprofits in Slope County, and we need them. I mean, the business community and the nonprofit community works hand in hand, and that's how a lot of things are accomplished in our region. Mm-hmm. So, you know, assisting some of the nonprofits with their goals and their missions. So that's, you know, that's how it got started. I felt like at the Chamber, the Chamber's ready for someone to come in with fresh energy, fresh ideas, take it to the next level. And I felt like I did my part. You know, I ran my leg of the, you know, of the, what do you call it?
Relay.
Relay. Thank you. I was going to say medley. I think that is
the same thing. Synonyms. Pass that torch.
Yeah, I'm a real athlete. You can probably figure that out. But anyways, so I felt like it was time to pass the baton to someone else.
Good.
Yeah.
Andrea?
What? What?
Okay, that's it. I'm done. I'm done feeding ideas. So passion projects, right? Is this all about being able to have time to actually concentrate on doing something great and not just feeling like we're doing okay at a lot of things?
Yeah, I am one of those people where I can juggle a lot. I can keep a lot of balls in the air. But my goal moving forward is to be able to really hyper focus on certain projects.
Yeah.
And get some things done, you know, and really be able to you know, check the boxes. So that's my goal. Maybe a little better work life balance, if there is such a thing. We'll see. But yeah, those are my goals. And when I started at the Chamber, when I worked for the Assembly, I worked with all the chambers. So I worked with all the chambers in Slope County and all the chambers in Northern Santa Barbara County. And I still tease Jordan about this, because he wanted me his first year to go to all the annual dinners to, because he was newly elected, and to make a connection and to give certificates for their, you know, different awardees.
Right.
And that was over 5 years ago, and I still haven't lost the weight. So that's, I blame that on him. I went to like 13 or 14 dinners. I can't remember how many.
So you blazed the trail for Clint, but I didn't want Clint to feel that last part. Jeez. He said everything. He's taking pictures with Senator Laird's signature on it everywhere I see.
He's everywhere. Yeah. So I just did that the first year. It's hard to be everywhere all the time. But and then I kind of dug more into casework and constituent work. But so anyways, I realized how important chambers are to each community. Mm-hmm. And when Judith Bean was leaving at the time, the Rio Grande River Beach Chamber, I knew that that would be a good fit for me. And so I came on in 2018. I think I started like 2 weeks before the annual dinner in January of that year.
Yeah.
And I look back at that now, and I sort of laugh and I feel proud at the same time because that is not the chamber we have anymore. I mean, it is completely different in the last 4 years.
Yeah.
So in the staff meetings, we always talk about it's been a little bit like working for a startup because we've just been on this like growth path, which is great. And it's super exciting, but it's also very exhausting. So
in the middle of it too, a pandemic happened. And
right. And then that, you know, we kicked it up like a whole nother notch at that point because our businesses needed us and it was a call to action. So we were, the chamber team, the board of directors, ambassadors, I mean, everyone is amazing and everyone just, they're just so committed. It was amazing time to be part of a chamber. To me, it was like the most important time for chambers, across the state.
Right.
And it was a time of three different chambers uniting too, right? Pre-pandemic. I'm going back to when you started. I mean, let's talk about that climate when you started. You know, you said it felt like startup. I mean, how many, what kind of communities are we trying to bring together here, and how many businesses were under membership at that point?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, you know, people who aren't familiar maybe as much with South County, if you're from North County or Santa Barbara County, in South County, we call it the five cities, and it is these really small cities that are so close together. Even if you're local, you don't know when you cross one street if you're in Grover Beach or Rio Grande or Pismo Beach. So what I had noticed in my county work and my state work is that sometimes South County didn't necessarily have a seat at the table because we had these little small communities trying to be represented.
Right.
And so when I came on the chamber, I saw that and saw that, you know, if you combine the population of South County of the five cities and Napomo, it's about 70,000 people. And that really gives you a voice for business. It gives you a seat at the table. And we, at that time, we probably had a little over 400 members, and we were the Rio Grande Grover Beach Chamber because we had already merged with the Grover Beach Chamber. Mm-hmm. And so that first year we merged with the Napomo Chamber, and instead of, you know, adding on all the communities that we served into our name, we just changed our name to the South County Chambers.
Yeah.
And I think before COVID, we were getting close to 800 members. I think we're closer to 700 now, which is, you know, understandable.
Yeah.
But so we doubled, you know, our membership doubled in size, our scope of work doubled in size. You know, we added a lot of, we got really involved with our governmental affairs committee and started doing a lot of advocacy work. The chamber had
steering
committees.
I imagine HRM is probably going to be a member, right?
I'm definitely going to be a member of the chamber. I'm going to join a few chambers, but one of the really important things was making sure that each community still felt like they had their own chamber, their own identity, because every community is different. You know, Napomo is different than Pismo, and Oceano is different than Rio Grande. You know, the businesses have their own DNA and their own industry sectors and their own, you know, challenges. So we really wanted to make sure that each community felt like it still had its own identity, its own chamber, its own connection to their own businesses within their community. But then they also wanted to feel like they're part of something bigger and part of a, you know, regional chamber where they really could strengthen their advocacy voice. They could have access to more, a bigger network of referrals. So we started these individual, we call them steering committees or business committees for each community. So we have one, and you guys have heard me talk about them here, but we have one for each of the communities in South County.
Yeah.
And I think that really helped. You know, it's funny, everything was like, oh, my last committee meeting, my last breakfast, my last mixer as the CEO, I'll still attend these things.
Yeah.
But I was thinking back, and, you know, a lot of these, when we first started, we had like, you know, I'd be happy if we had, you know, 8 or 10 people show up. And now, you know, at some of the bigger ones, we have 35 or 40 people.
Right.
And then maybe a few more people on Zoom because we've been doing hybrid. Mm-hmm. So, you know, those aren't huge numbers, but for that business community, it's a big deal for them to feel like, okay, they have a place they can come talk to their city councilor, their city manager, their county supervisor. They have a place they can come talk to their colleagues, and some of those businesses are their neighbors or their competitors, you know. And it's kind of a central place where you can hear about events, access to resources, educational opportunities, you know, trends. And so, you know, I'm happy to say that those got established and were, you know, growing even during the pandemic, where, you know, people got tired of meeting on Zoom.
Right.
We just went back to in-person outdoors. Again, starting those up like in July, August. And so the attendance, we saw the attendance start to come back up.
Well, I feel like the challenge that was before you of not only trying to unite three or four different business communities, or, you know, as Dave Hovde likes to say, all the microclimates, right? Yeah. all these microclimates also want to have their own voice, but at the same time, we're stronger together. So coming up with the different steering committees, I don't know whose idea, brilliant, executed brilliantly. I know that was, I might talk about it a little bit more later, but probably the first thing that I did with the chamber that really made me feel like this I need to be more involved in. And I'm on the membership committee, and I just happen to feel that if people don't understand the importance of their chamber, it's because they're not involved in it. Once you get involved, you don't only understand the importance. I mean, just things start, really great things start happening really fast. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Yeah it's true. And, you know, I'm about to learn it at a whole new level, but
yeah.
Running your own business or being a small business owner is not easy. And you need that sense of community. You need someone that can say, here's your labor law poster. Here's your, you know, you need someone who's that, that channel of communication, because you're so busy trying to run your business, make payroll, hire staff, that it's easy to lose track of, you know, what should I be doing for marketing? What sort of state resources and, other resources are out there for businesses and for employees, and what are the laws? What are all these laws I'm supposed to be complying with? Am I complying with them all? You know,
right.
The bookkeeping, all of that. So that's where the chamber is, a wealth of information and a really, really vital resource. And then for businesses that need to, make those face-to-face connections, mm-hmm. To gain new clients and to get referrals, there's, great networking opportunities.
Like mixers.
Plus, mixers are just fun.
They're a lot of fun.
They can be. I think we only really did one that was all Zoom. And hey, I think that one that was all Zoom turned out really well.
I was actually really enjoyable. And I think that is because Bob and Louisa from Verdon and Lindquist Family Wines took us on such like a wine journey.
Right.
Where you can't really do that at a mixer, but you can do it on Zoom. So there was some really fun Zoom things that we did.
But I gotta give it to the Pismo Coast Association of Realtors, brand new members, by the way,
yes.
Of the South County Chambers. The first time that I noticed a certain somebody had a presence on Zoom, she was wearing a huge sombrero teaching all the other realtors how to make salsa, and I'm pretty sure it came out terrible.
It did not.
Tequila involved, and it was hilarious. I was dying, and it was the year that Andrea won the associate member of the year, and anyway, the rest, as they say, is history. But that group knows how to throw a party on Zoom.
Talk about a Zoom fundraiser. Let's go.
That's great.
We should all show up to our next Zoom meeting with sombreros on.
Sombreros? Yes.
Do it. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask at some point, what's your number one thing you hang your hat on? What are you most proud of for the last 4 years?
Yeah, that is hard to say. I mean, I have to say that the team at the chamber, I was privileged and honored to work with our staff that are just some of the most quality human beings in the whole world. Mm-hmm. I'll continue to be friends with them now instead of their boss. So that's good. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And our board of directors, I had never worked for a board before. And I always had the confidence of like, okay, I'm in this dilemma. I'm not sure what to do. I know my board, all those smart people on that board, they're gonna find the right path. They're gonna know what to do, and that's really what they're there for. And so that was great. And I remember my very first ambassador meeting. I didn't know anyone. I was like, what are they gonna think of me? And then right after the ambassador meeting, we went and did like 5 ribbon cuttings. And I remember I was on such a high because you're like welcoming these new businesses to the community. They're so excited and they're so happy to meet all these other business people.
Yeah.
Like my cheeks hurt at the end of the day from smiling. And I was just on this, I was on like cloud nine. I'm like, this is my job?
What? So rewarding.
Yeah, it was so great. But I think the most important thing, can I pick two?
Okay. I don't know if you picked one really yet. Go
ahead. If I had to say the two most like things that I feel, you know, I know were really significant, are creating a regional chamber, because I do believe in regionalism, and also our Leadership South County program, which I'm going to remain involved in, and just leadership and development in general. I'm sort of a nerd about, like, I read all the leadership books and the business books, and you know, I watch all the shows. Like, it's not just because I'm the chamber CEO. Like, before I was, I watched Shark Tank and all those. Like, I just love entrepreneurship and business. And so I just got back from the World of Business Conference. That was my vacation. Right. So I just love that stuff. And that's what the leadership program is all about. So I'm really excited to stay involved in that. And that's just, you know, really exciting because it's a new group of people every year. And I said to class 3 on Friday night, we had our orientation, Leadership Slow is on their 30th year.
Wow.
And I said, imagine Leadership South County on year 30. And you know, we put through 20 people for 30 years. That will transform our community. I believe it will, in a very positive way. You know, you put all those people out into the community that have really grown into their leadership style and want to give back to the community and serve the community. For, you know, you do that every year with 20 leaders, I believe it'll make our community a better place to live and to work, and make it a better community for our children to grow up in, and maybe be able to stay if they can afford a house here. But yeah, so those are my two things. We're the only regional chamber in the area. So I think being a regional chamber and the leadership program are the two things that I will continue to, you know, make a big impact long after I'm gone.
I think those are excellent choices. And,
yeah.
And one of these days is actually on my list here. Are we going to do the leadership book club? And Cassie said that Nans will host it. We need to do this.
Now that my schedule is like, I can, you know, have a little bit more time to think about it. We're going to do it. Tune in, because we'll be talking about the leadership book club.
Leadership and business book club. Yes. Yeah.
Is it for like alumni members?
No.
Anybody who's been in the leadership class, is this like the vision? I kind of want to know more.
That's where it came from. So I'm in a book club. I've been in a book club for over 20 years, but we just read fiction. And I love to read. But like I said, I love to nerd out on these business, you know, books and leadership books. And if I tried to get my book club to read one of those books, they'd kick me out.
Right.
They would not be into it.
I was telling my wife Chantel about that idea, especially when Cassie was like, I love it, I'll host it. And I was like, well, that's a no-brainer. And I brought that up to you. And we were both excited. Chantel's like, I read like one of those books and I take what, okay, I took what I got from that and I moved on to the next book. I don't need to talk about it anymore. I'm like, you understand, I read these like 4 times.
Yeah.
I love it.
So anyways, that was the idea, was to do something where, you know, people who want to continue to like grow as a leader and as a business person, we would get together and pick different books and then discuss them. And I think Ron and I've been talking about this now for a couple of years, so
that's next.
And how perfect to have it at Nans.
And what I love is that you're already imagining that you have free time that you can. So
my first 2 days have been so busy. I'm
disillusioned already.
This was not supposed to be this way. I don't know any other way to operate. I don't think so.
No. It's good. Get her done. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good. So I was going to say out of the public limelight for at least a minute. Did you feel like you're in the public limelight in that other job?
Yeah, I think one thing that's interesting is, you know, working for elected officials, you're in the public, you know. Oh, I could tell you some stories. Yeah. So you are in the public, but you're representing someone else.
Right.
So to be the CEO, you know, I'm representing the chamber, but it's, you know, it's different. I feel like if you've been here long enough in our community, you're in the public anyways, because it's just such a small town. And I love that. I mean, I love that everywhere I go, I see someone I know. That
yeah.
I really do like that. I think because I moved a lot as a kid, I like that sense of being rooted and grounded and knowing my neighbors.
Right.
So I think this will be a little bit different, but we'll see.
But you're right. Excited.
I don't know if I answered that question. But.
Well, really, actually, what I was going to go for is if you felt like you were in the public limelight before, I always kind of wonder. So you're out of it for a second. Of course, you're speaking to billions of people right now. But when you're done with the show here today, is there a guilty pleasure? Is there something that Jocelyn goes to and says, I haven't been able to do this in like 6 years and nobody talk about it?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely things. And the one thing I look forward to is like going to a mixer and having a glass of wine, and I'm not working, so I can enjoy that. I can enjoy the mixers with everyone else. I think one of the main things is that that I will enjoy is that you wouldn't know it, but I'm really a behind the scenes type of person. Like, I don't like to be the number one. I don't like to be out in front. I like to be the support person, the number two, the behind the scenes person. So I feel like that is more my comfort zone, and that's more what I'll be doing now. You know, I'll just be supporting, you know, the clients that I'm working with in their goals.
Right.
And they're really out there, you know, so I'm looking forward to that.
The connector and the maven.
Yeah.
Loving that.
Well, we're very excited.
She just wants to enjoy the show today.
I know. I'm like, I've got nothing to say today. I just want to listen to you guys talk. I'll just sit back and enjoy it.
Well, get some popcorn. What's your experience been like in the chamber so far, Andrea? And what do you? What
oh
are
my
you
gosh! Don't
about?
Put this on me right now. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun. I enjoy everyone, and then I enjoy the people and all the connections that we have. That's
you
enough.
Came to the annual dinner.
Yes, the annual dinner. I got to pass
have
out.
Have you been
cake.
To ours before?
No, I've only been to the Morro Bay one before.
Okay.
So. And you get to sit at the fun table.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
For those who don't know, the fun table is the one that's by the bar and furthest from the stage.
And
actually, when Andrea
say,
got there, she put her arm around me and said hi to Chantel, and here's Steve. And I said, cool, where are you guys sitting? She said, by the condiments.
I did not say that, did I? I was probably a little jet lagged because we had just got home from Mexico at 1 a.m.
The
day before that.
I loved it. I thought it was
Did we have condiments there?
Apparently. I don't remember saying that, but I'm not surprised.
Oh,
ketchup, barbecue sauce, you name it. All back there.
No,
at the fun table.
It was a lot
well,
of fun.
did you have any questions that have come up in the meantime? I just...
Me or Jocelyn or Fred?
Yes. No, you.
I'd like to hear a question from Fred.
Well, Fred had a question. Actually, he said that somebody in the chat had a question if HRM has chosen their marketing and website vendors yet.
No.
Yeah, I saw that one too.
I wonder why Fred would ask that.
I don't know.
No, I do still need to set up my website and do all that good stuff. So
yeah.
There is only one safe decision. Just saying. Only one safe decision. Just remember.
That's the safe decision. Okay.
I know where everyone lives. Just
Fred
remember.
Is like Oz. He just.
I know. He is the man behind the magic over there.
And coming to us live and direct from Chicago today. So,
yes, thank you.
Yeah. And he didn't get to see the grandkids today. So, we're especially lucky to have him pull this together for us today.
And I do want to give a shout out to Fred because he's been serving on our marketing committee. How long have you been on the marketing committee now, Fred? A couple years or just this last year?
Dear God, I don't know. Two probably, and three are you on the governmental affairs committee? Or others appear. Yeah, never mind.
So the Chamber's marketing committee chooses the businesses of the month, and Fred is on that.
Right.
Yeah, and he does a great job, and he obviously understands the marketing world. And when a business is chosen as business of the month, they get a lot of marketing that comes with it. And then if they win business of the year, they get a lot of of recognition that way too. So it's a really, really important committee if anybody wants to join it.
Yes. Yes. And I will tell you, if you happen to be lucky enough to be a business of the month, you will have to write a speech, whether you win or not, is what I'm going to tell you.
You sound like you're speaking.
Because nobody will tell you.
No,
nobody will
keep,
tell
we
you.
We keep it a secret. Even if you're on the board of directors, you didn't know.
You know, and
but
I was like,
the marketing committee knows.
Easy on the wine. That
just saying.
Yeah,
the marketing
you
committee.
You could have tried
knows.
To get it out of Fred, maybe. Ed.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I didn't want to cheat anybody, and
he didn't want
to
pay the
50
grand.
What? People want money out of that? Are you kidding me? Just kidding. So if we're lucky enough, I did want to break for a second. Fred, are we able to pull up anything that we got from...
We're going to try, so buckle in. Here we go with the first one.
I appreciate your time, your mentorship, and your leadership. I wish you all the best on your next adventure. I hope you get faced with a ton of new fun, new challenges. We are going to miss you, but I know that you won't stray away too far from us. So I'm just so excited for you.
Hi, Jocelyn.
There's too much to say in such a short time. But...
Thank you.
We got
so,
the one
so,
in.
So that was taped yesterday from Las Vegas. So Cassie wanted to send a video wishing you well on the next venture. And then I think we have one more.
We're going to try.
Can share.
That's okay. Why it's at the end.
Hey, super awesome boss lady. I miss you already. I know you're doing great things. I know we're going to see you soon. And this is goodbye, babe. I just love you so much.
Love
you so much.
Sweet.
Wanted to give you another shout out.
Yep.
Thinking.
Wait for it. Maybe.
No,
that's okay.
We're back.
You know, Leah wanted to also send similar regards, and we'll of course send those to you. And
okay, that's so sweet. Thank you for trying. Thank you for trying. I heard Cassie's.
Yeah.
I have to say, I got completely embarrassed and really touched at the Grover Beach City Council meeting.
Oh.
They wrote me a proclamation, and
wow.
And then each council member read a section of it. And then they gave me a gift. Can I run and grab it?
Do it.
Yeah.
Okay,
sure.
I'll be really fast.
I mean, we already talked to the producer on live television, which is great. All right. I mean, we all know that. So it's okay. The guests can get up and leave for a sec.
I'm fine with it. I got my words across. I'm good.
Look at that. Wow.
It's the coolest gift.
No way. Yeah.
Aww.
It's
awesome.
Not even the ones. It's one of the
so
new
I,
ones.
I still got to put it up. It's not the easiest thing to hang, but
right.
They wanted to thank me for the work, the economic development work that I've done with the chamber, and especially, you know, we did a lot of work on the West Grand Avenue master plan. So,
yeah.
Wow. So it was, and then people called in and spoke during public comment. It was, I cried.
Oh,
geez. That.
Yeah,
wow.
It was really, really sweet.
That's really special. That just speaks volumes about what you've done. You should be.
Yeah, it meant a lot. It really did. So
it does. It does. You know, one thing that I did want to ask that kind of pairs with the most proud of question, and maybe I'll ask this right before I get to my 30 to 45 second thank you and tribute. But is there something that you wish you'd gotten to that we just haven't been able to do in the last 4 years?
Yeah. I have a lot
yeah.
of things. Yeah, I had a lot of things kind of simmering in my mind that I wanted to do. I would love to, and maybe we can get Fred on board with this.
All right.
I would love to do a trip to the Capitol with the Governmental Affairs Committee and have them meet with their legislators and lobbyists and really understand. One of our goals for 2021 was to be more effective at the state level, because we really saw during COVID how the state can affect your business.
Right.
I think that would be, you know, like a really cool trip, and maybe do some sort of tour of, you know, something there.
Great.
some of the other things are, you know, they're smaller, but I think that they would make a big difference locally. There's a lot of, I think our chamber, and I'm not sure, but I think that the South County Chambers has the most nonprofits that are members, because we're the only one that has a flat rate, because we try to keep it mm-hmm. really fairly priced for the nonprofits. And at our last mixer, Old Ones Cantina partnered with Jack's Helping Hand, and they were like co-hosts.
Right.
And I just thought that was so cool. So I said it to some of the board members and the staff, like, why don't we do this at every mixer? If each business wants to highlight a nonprofit that they work with,
right,
they can. And if they don't have one that they partner with, do they want us to suggest one? Because I learned, that's one of the things that I'm learning a lot about this next generation of employees, this workforce, the younger workforce, is that they really want to work for a company whose mission and values align with theirs. They really want to work for a company that gives back, a company that partners with nonprofits, that serves in the community, sponsors soccer teams or whatever. They really care about that.
Right.
And so I think that is the future of business, is really, I think every business should consider that, especially, you know, in light of the labor shortage we're having right now.
Right.
I do think it's the right thing to do, and it gives businesses, it makes them attractive to the younger employees.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's very forward thinking. Sorry, Andrew, go ahead.
That's okay. I was just going to say, could you elaborate a little bit on how that suggestion was received? Was that like...
Yes, I think everyone was on board, and I think our businesses would be on board too. So I think we're going to... I think they're trying it out for this next mixer at Epic GB Eats, and then see how, and then the board will decide in 2020 if it's something they want to continue.
So, with respect to the trip to the Capitol, do I get to take a camera with me and jam it in people's faces and interview them?
Okay, never mind. Fred can't go.
Yeah, exactly.
Must see TV.
I'm a little aggressive.
I could have told you my second meeting with Fred. He cannot go to the Capitol. He's forbidden.
Power of the people.
Yeah, we love Fred. State Capitol. We'll keep him away from there. Okay, I'm probably going to take more than 30 to 45 seconds. I'm going to try not to embarrass anybody other than myself here. But I wanted to talk real quick about my first real memory of meeting Jocelyn. Although I found out yesterday we may have met when she worked for the county before. On a project actually that GTA is involved with, but my first real memory, which made a lasting impression on me, was actually attending one of the Arroyo Grande business meetings. It was at Blankenberg Properties, pre-pandemic, and I was a brand new Arroyo Grande business owner, so I'm like, yeah, I gotta be there, right? And so I got there, and I was maybe 10 minutes early, and I'm sitting, and there's seven or eight people, and you know, we're chatting, and we're at this small table in the middle of the room, and I suddenly realized that I had too much coffee. and a lot of people don't know this about me, but I have a anxiety / panic disorder, and coffee doesn't help that. So I started to look around me as it started to get to be the time that we're actually supposed to be there, and noticed that the group had grown to maybe 30 or so people, and I'm kind of trapped at this little table, and we're going around and we're just doing introductions, and you know, it's kind of like my first meeting with what I was considering myself peers, but I'm looking at them as giants. They're all these business owners that have been doing it a long time, and I was feeling about that big at the moment. But so I'm literally having this panic attack, and I thought my last breath was going to go out of me as I'm introducing myself, and I was just gonna fall right there on the table and just be out, and I would never be back to the chamber again, because those are the things that go through your head when you have these episodes. But I got through it, and I had to get up, and I moved to like a standing table in the back, and I'm sitting there, I'm just kind of planning like my exit and just thinking, nobody knows me anyways, they'll forget about me. And Jocelyn's giving this presentation from her laptop on this projector, and I noticed she's got Spotify on her screen. And I was like, this leader of all these, like, I'm sitting here on my laptop trying to type some notes and like trying to pretend like I'm not hyperventilating. Like, I got Spotify on my screen too, and I was like, this person's probably actually pretty cool. I'm, you know, maybe she's still maybe a giant among us, but okay, you know. And it was just enough to take my mind off of the other things going on in my head. And then she asked a question, and I think it was probably Scott Ostrowski that answered, and he had something insightful to say. And it triggered in me, you know, this never happens, but I had this like strong urge to share an opinion and an idea after that. Never happens. And I did. And I just remember in that moment, I don't remember exactly what was said, but it felt like my thoughts and opinions were so welcomed. And then you fast forward to Leadership Retreat 2020, class two. And here again, I was feeling so much encouragement. And since that time, you know, a lot of my community involvements, board positions, even this podcast, Jocelyn's been a sounding board, and again, offered nothing but encouragement and support. It's made a huge difference for me and for GTA. And I just bet there's so many other people that can actually probably say the exact same thing. And that, I don't want to make 4 minutes about me. I want to make it about, this is probably a typical story that nearly 700 different businesses certain organizations can probably have somebody say something similar. So great leaders, they propel and they promulgate others. I know that for certain. You have done that. I thank you so much for that.
Absolutely. Wow. Nicely done.
That means a lot. It means a lot, and it means a lot from you. So, and you know, I think about that, I'm like, you did all the right things, and that's what we want, you know, all our businesses to do. Is you joined the chamber and you got involved, you put yourself out there, and it is a vulnerable, you know, thing to do. And it takes time, you know, you're busy, but you make the time to do it. And then you give back, you know, you're involved on other boards, you're supporting other businesses in forums like this. Right. So yeah, that just makes me so happy.
Well, yeah. We've been really fortunate to have you in a recurring role here. I'm realizing now that probably the next time we have you on, it'll be to actually talk about how business is going for you. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it'll be about leadership or something like that. And we're really going to miss the at least once monthly drop in. But we also know that you're a friend, and we're going to be able to see you in the community and talk to you just about any time we want anyway. So
yes, absolutely.
Thank you too.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know what else to say, but thank you for everything. And we know that the next thing, you're just going to kick butt. We're mm-hmm. we're super proud and excited for you. We just are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It means the world to me. I feel like people have been so supportive and so positive, and I totally appreciate it, and I totally need it. So thank you.
We're here yep. for you. And thank you for everything. You're the epitome of professional. You're just class act.
Thank you. I'm here for you guys too. I'm just a phone call away. I'm a resource, and you know, everyone knows where to find me. Everyone's got my cell.
Right. And your email.
Okay, I got a fast story about everyone has my cell. So here's election time. And I get a call from, we'll just say my buddy Jeff, who's a mayor somewhere nearby. And I like pick it up and I say, hi, Jeff. And it's a robocall. And I'm like, what? And so I asked him the next day, and I said, Jeff, why am I getting robocalls from your cell phone? And he says, everyone has it. I've been on signs for like 12 years. Everybody has it. You know, so anyway, when you say everybody has your phone number, everybody has
yeah.
your phone.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
So, all right, we can end on an anecdote. Again, thank you so much. It's going to be awesome things for you in the future. And, man, we're gonna miss you around here, but we're gonna still see you.
Thank you. I hope you have a good day.